listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Put me in the cold. I'm ready to play today.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Tommy Redford Field in Mount Sterling. Dan Manley with you for the next couple of hours. We've got softball action today. The Montgomery County Lady Indians trying to rebound from back-to-back losses the last couple of days. Here is a play host to the Fleming County Lady Panthers. A beautiful day for softball. A little breeze blowing out toward left center field. Lady Indians come in with a 24-6 record under Coach Matt Puckett. The Lady Panthers under Joshua Stamm, they're 12-10 on the season. They're coming off an 8-1 loss to Harrison County. Harrison County ranked number one, Montgomery County number two, according to the RPI. In the 10th region standings as we come to the final few days of the regular season. We'll be back and check starting lineups for you right after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Let's take a look at the Fleming County starting lineup today as the coaches and umpires are meeting at home plate right now. It'll be Trinity Flora, the sophomore first baseman, who will lead things off for this Fleming County team. She comes in hitting .364 on the season. It's a team that has one player who has had a lot of success in terms of hitting the long ball, and that's the number four batter, Ariana Adams. But Emma Black, an eighth grader at second base, will bat number two. Sophomore shortstop Mallory Price hitting third. Ariana Adams, junior at third base, and she's hit eight home runs on the season. And far and away, the team leader in RBIs with 35 for Fleming County. Maggie McClone, she is a twin. She's a freshman. She'll be in right field in bat number five. Abby Ross The senior pitcher will bat sixth. Hitting seventh is Avery Argo, the junior catcher. Designated player is eighth grader Sadie Transberger, and she'll bat number eight. And sophomore center fielder Ava Watson hits in the number nine position. Out on left field will be Kenzie McClone, and she's a freshman, and she will be the flex player, not in the batting order to begin the game. Flora at first, Black at second, Price at shortstop, Adams at third, Maggie McClone in right field, Ross on the mound, Argo behind the plate, Transberger the designated player, Watson in center, and McClone the flex player and starting in left field today. Montgomery County again 24-6 on the season. Twice this season the Lady Indians have lost back-to-back games, so they're trying to bounce back here today. It'll be Lily Hill, who's been out of the lineup last couple of games. She'll be back in the lineup today. She'll be pitching in the freshman bats in the leadoff spot. Senior Reagan Oney will bat number two behind the plate. Sarah Zink at shortstop, the junior bats third. Madison Cox, the third baseman, will bat the number four spot. She's a junior. Junior Riley Martin at first base, hitting number five. Addison Rogers in center field, another junior, and she bats number six. Senior Emily Brock, the designated player, will bat seventh. Taylor Pate, a senior in left field, hitting eighth. And junior second baseman Jaden Honey bats in the number nine position. Hagen Stills, a freshman, will be in right field. She's the flex player and not in the batting order to begin the game. Hill on the mound, Reagan Oney behind the plate, Zink at short, Cox at third, Martin at first, Rogers in center, Brock, the designated player, batting for the right fielder, Stills, Pate in left, and Jaden Oney at second base. Those are your starting lineups for today's game, and we'll be back and should be about ready to begin our contest right after we step out. We do have a group of students from Northview Elementary that are in attendance today, and they're going to be out on the field coming up. It'll be an exciting moment for them. We'll be back and be about ready for the start of the game after we step out for a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Your official Montgomery County Indian station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
No. When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
LA's 18 storm tracker forecast. We will see an increasingly cloudy sky through the overnight hours. Can't rule out a little rain by morning. Overnight lows dropping down to the low 60s. Your day on Friday, cloudy, periods of rain. Some thunder showers will be in there too. A couple decent downpours. We'll be in the mid 70s. Same idea lasts into Saturday. Mainly cloudy showers and thunder showers likely in the mid 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
We're about ready to go. Montgomery County has taken the field. We've had the lineups introduced, and it'll be Lily Hill on the mound for Montgomery County here this afternoon. Lily comes into the game with a record of 10-1 and a save. She's been in 16 games, 12 as a starter, has worked 66 innings, allowing 31 earned runs, 63 hits with 59 strikeouts and 31 walks, a 3.29 earned run average, a 10-1 record with one save for Lily Hill, the right-hander, who's out warming up right now before we get this game underway. Again, we are right at the end of the season. On Monday, we'll begin postseason action. And Montgomery County will be at Clark County playing Paris in the first game at 6 o'clock on Monday night. Before that, the Lady Indians will go down tomorrow and Saturday and play at South Laurel tomorrow evening and at Corbin on Saturday at 1 o'clock to wrap up regular season action and then get ready for the postseason beginning on Monday night. We'll have those Monday night games, both the Montgomery County Paris game at 6 o'clock, the Bourbon County-Clark County game to follow right here on 1150 and 106.9 FM. We'll have baseball action for you on 990 AM. Here's Flora stepping in and takes the first pitch in for strike one, and this game is underway. Flora, Black, and Price batting. That pitch is, again, in for a strike. A lot of softball players. They if you crowd that plate with that bigger ball, there's a pitch that's over the outside corner for a strike, and three pitches, three strikes all taken, and there's one up and one gone here in the top of the first inning. That's going to bring Emma Black to the plate. Black coming into the game, the second baseman, an eighth grader, in the first pitch misses for ball one. One ball, no strikes to count. He'll into the windup, and she delivers, and that's just a little bit low. And it's two balls, no strikes. Black bats. Price on deck. Right-hand batter. Hill needing a strike down 2-0. And that pitch is hit into right field for a base hit. So Hill did what you want to do, and that's, you know, make her put the bat on the ball rather than put her on first base. She was down 2-0 on the count, and Black did what she should do, and that's go after a good pitch and hit it into right field for a base hit. So runner at first base with one out, and here is Mallory Price, sophomore shortstop. Price comes in, .333 batting average, right-hand hitter, and a big swing and a miss. Wears number 99 on her uniform. Fleming County in gray uniforms. Fleming across the front in gold, and the numerals are in gold, trimmed in white. one strike pitch is just low, and it's all even at one ball, one strike. Oney behind the plate gets the signs from the dugout, flashes them to Hill. Here's a swing and a miss. Went upstairs, and she tried to catch up with a fastball. Couldn't, and it's one ball and two strikes. A little bit of an off-speed pitch there that sails high on Hill, and it's all even. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield all, everybody straight away. 2-2 is fouled straight back and will hold at 2-2. Madison Cox at third base, even with the bag. Martin just a step in front of the bag down at first. Hill ready again with the 2-2. That's just a bit inside. Four count at 3-2. So Hill ready, trying to come in with the full count pitch and a swing and a miss. Got her to chase a pitch that was a little bit high. Too good to take. Second strikeout for Hill, and here is Ariana Adams, junior third baseman. Adams, a big young lady who has, again, hit eight home runs, 442 batting average on the season, 35 runs batted in. A little bit of an open stance and takes the first pitch down low for ball one. Again, anything hit to left field is going to get a little bit of help from the breeze today, it looks like. There's a check swing. They're going to appeal. Say she did not go too far. And it's two balls, no strikes. So Hill down to the count. Adams, dangerous hitter in this situation. See what Hill can come up with. And here is the 2-0, and that's up high, and it's 3-0. So Adams, pitch away from putting two runners on, and Maggie McClone is the on-deck batter. That pitch is, wow, that pitch looked like it was right in there, but ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Adams, and there are runners at first and second. Here's Maggie McClone. McClone, a right-handed batter. Again, she's a twin. Maggie, a .296 batting average. Swing and a miss. Went right through a fastball from Hill. One strike to count. Hill not wasting any time. Ready and dealing, and that one's down and inside. One ball, one strike to count. On Monday, it'll be baseball at Bourbon County for the 40th District Tournament. Here's a pitch that's hit to the second baseman, and getting over is Jaden Oney to field the little soft pop fly, and the inning is over. So in the top half of inning number one, Fleming County, no runs on a hit, and they leave two runners on base. We go to the bottom half of the first. Montgomery County coming to bat when we return in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Get a double cheeseburger, medium fries, and medium soft drink like Dr. Pepper for just $6. Price of participation may vary comparison to prior classic burgers.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Senior Abby Ross, a left-hander on the mound for Fleming County. Lily Hill, who bats from the left side, will lead things off for the Lady Indians. Hill, 415 batting average with 7 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs, and she's driven in 24. And the first pitch to her is up and away for ball one. Hill, Oney, and Zink to bat for Montgomery County in the bottom half of the first. Outfield is deep, and everybody straight away. There's a pitch taken high. 2 balls, no strikes. Montgomery County as a team now has hit 42 home runs on the season. Ross pitches, and that one's going to be a little bit high. So it's 3-0. He'll a pitch away from drawing a walk. Hill has walked 19 times on the season, and that pitch is in for a strike. And it's 3-1. Looking over into the Fleming County dugout, first base side is Abby Ross. Now the lefty is ready. Pitches and a swing and a miss. Went right through the fastball. We got a full count, so Ross battling back after falling behind 3-0. Hill ready and waiting. And the pitch is hit down the left field line and foul by 8 or 9 feet. Midway down the left field line, the count will stay at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leadoff batter for Montgomery County here in the bottom of the first. And again, the payoff. And the ball is hit out into left center field and well hit, and that ball is off the fence. Hill will race into second base, standing up. Lily Hill with her 8th double of the season to begin the Montgomery County first inning. Good at bat for Hill. She got ahead in the count 3-0. Ross battled back 3-2, a couple of foul balls, and then she almost knocks one out of here. Here's Reagan Oney. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Oney comes in an even 600 batting average. 19 doubles, 2 triples, 16 home runs. Had back-to-back multi-home run games up until last night. There's a ball hit high in the air on the infield right side, and the second baseman will glove it for the first out. Oney retired on the infield fly, and here is Sarah Zink. Zink is batting 507. She has 8 doubles, 2 triples, 7 home runs. Steps in batting right-handed as Madison Cox moves to the on-deck circle. Pitches down low for a ball. Hill way off of second base, but trots back in 2 seconds. 1 ball, no strike count. Zink hits from the right side, takes way up high, and she's ahead of the count. 2 balls, no strikes. Ross with a 3-3 record and a couple of saves on the season. Here's the 2-0, and the ball is popped foul back out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Reds out on the coast tonight to begin a 4-game series against the Dodgers, trying to see if they can get those bats going. Another tough outing yesterday, losing 2-1. There's a ball fouled away. So Ross has battled back to make it 2-2. Runner at second base and one out. Adams at third is even with the bag. Step in front, pitches down low, gets away, and Hill will advance to third base on a wild pitch. And the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The full count with one out and the runner at third. Montgomery County trying to get the early lead here against Fleming County. And the ball is popped up over near the first base dugout, and it'll get back out of play. We'll come back and do it again. Zink, only a junior, but is already committed to Coastal Carolina. Player who is just steadily developed, both as a shortstop, become really great with the glove, as well as at the bat. There's a ball hit in the air again down the right field line and stays in play, but the first baseman can't quite get to it. Trinity Flora back chasing it, and the count is still at three balls, two strikes. Montgomery County battling the pitcher Abby Ross here in the bottom of the first inning. See if Zink can find the right pitch here. The payoff, and it's a ground ball to the third baseman. They've got her trapped. They throw it home. She'll go back, and it's dropped by the catcher, and Hill's able to get back in to third base. Zink ends up at second, and there's still only one out. That'll be a fielder's choice for Zink. An error on the catcher, and runners end up at second and third with one out. And here's Madison Cox. So Cox with a chance to bring a couple of runs in. She's a .443 batting average on the season. First pitch to her misses low for a ball. Adams pretty much did about everything you would want her to do. They didn't get Hill running back toward third base, as you would like, but there's a ground ball back to the pitcher. She gloves it, she throws to first, and the run will score easily. Now sliding in at third safely is Zink, and it's a 1-0 game. Ross did not look at the runner off of third base. So Hill scores. The put out from 1-3, but an RBI for Cox. And here is Riley Martin. Bats right-handed with a chance to get another run in. Right-hand batter goes after the first pitch and pops it up, and it will be almost dropped in foul territory, in fair territory. I mean, that was only about a foot foul. Martin didn't run it out. The first baseman, the pitcher, the catcher, they really couldn't find the ball. They thought it was back out of play, I guess, and ends up as just a strike. So Martin stands back in. Ross looking to the dugout for a sign. Ground ball, shortstop. Comes up to her on a big hop, and the throw is in time, and the inning is over. So Montgomery County, bottom of the first inning, gets a run on a hit. They leave a runner on. We've played an inning. It's Montgomery County with a 1-0 lead on Fleming County when we come back in 90 seconds.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Here's the pitcher, Abby Ross, ready to bat here in the top of the second inning, leading off for Fleming County, and takes the first pitch from Hill right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Ross, Argo, and Tranberger to bat. Hill delivers, and that's a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes to count. Hill pitches and misses outside with ball one. One ball, two strikes to count. There's a pitch foul right back at us and bounces off the facing, off the screen, right back into the glove of catcher Reaganoni. Count holds. One ball and two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Hill with her third strikeout of the game to lead off the second. And the batter is Avery Argo, junior catcher. Argo, a .288 batting average, does not have an extra base hit on the season. All 15 of her hits have been singles. Has driven in 16 runs on the year. And a swing and a miss. Hill came in with a fastball for a strike, 0-1. And a swing and a miss again. It's no balls, two strikes. Hill will walk back to the edge of the pitching circle at second base, step right back up on the mound with that right foot, plant the left and deliver, and a swing and a miss. And three-pitch strikeout there, her fourth. And here is Sadie Tranberger. Right-hand batter takes a pitch in for a strike. Tranberger, just an eighth grader. Swing and a miss. Hill throwing strikes. Fleming County not catching up with him right now. Well, that pitch is just barely outside. One ball, two strikes. And Tranberger is able to foul it back. Count holds at 1-2. In baseball action on Monday night, it'll be Clark County and Paris in the first game. They'll start that one at 5:30 at Bourbon County, Montgomery County and Bourbon County, the nightcap. And there's a swing and a miss, and the inning is quickly over. Three up, three strikeouts, nothing across for Fleming County, and we'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Junior center fielder Addison Rogers is going to come to the plate now. Rogers, a .360 batting average. Rogers had a nice season. She has 6 doubles, 3 home runs, has driven in 21. Right-hand batter. Ross ready to go to work to her. Then it'll be Emily Brock and Taylor Pate. And the pitch is in for a strike. Green Cane leads here 1-0. We're in the home half of the second inning. Fleming County's Abby Ross delivers, and the ball is hit sharply into center field for a base hit. Rogers hitting that ball right on the button. She's at first base with a leadoff single. Second inning in a row where Montgomery County has had the leadoff batter on base. Here's Emily Brock. Brock with a .303 batting average. 5 doubles, a couple of home runs, has driven in 25 runs on the season. Right-hand batter. Bats with Pate on deck and takes the first pitch in for a strike. Brock with plenty of power. And the one-strike pitch is taken up high. The runner goes and safe sliding at second base. Count evens up at 1-1. Runner now in scoring position with a stolen base by Rogers. And there's a ball hit well to left field, and that ball is out of here. Emily Brock. Brock knocking her third home run of the season. And Montgomery County takes a 3-0 lead. Brock adds a couple of runs batted in and nobody out. Now the base is clear for Taylor Pate with Jaden Oney on deck. Ball got out of here in a hurry. Pretty much a line drive over the fence for Brock. And again, Montgomery County's 43rd home run of the season. Pate takes the first pitch to her. Low and away. It's 1-0, no strikes. Taylor Pate, a .287 batting average. 5 doubles. She has a couple of home runs. Takes a strike here, and it's all even at 1-1. Pate hits from the right side. Slightly open stance. Waits on Ross and takes that pitch high. 2-1. So one thing about Montgomery County's batting lineup, it's pretty solid throughout. Any pitcher has to be concerned, anybody coming up there. There's a swing and a miss by Pate. And that count evens up at 2-2. Here's a ball. It's up in the strike zone. A high pop-up left side of the infield. And the third baseman and shortstop kind of run together. And I know who's going to win that battle. The third baseman. She's a lot taller and reached up and snagged that one. And there's one out here in the Montgomery County second inning. Here's Jaden Oney. 300 batting average. Four doubles. A couple of home runs for her. Takes the low one away. Ball one. Montgomery County with a run in the first. Two here in the second inning. And they've got a 3-0 lead. One out waiting on deck. Top of the order. Lily Hill. One ball, no strikes to count. And Ross delivers. Misses low and away again, and it's two balls, no strikes. Montgomery County coach Matt Puckett in the third base coaching box. Assistant Gary Priest down in first base. And the 2-0 pitch is hit high in the air out to right field. It'll be played. Catch is made out there by Maggie McGlone, and there are two outs. And here's Lily Hill. Hill doubled off the fence in left center. Dimensions are 190 down the lines, 200 in straightaway center field here at Tommy Reffitt Field. Oney moves to the on-deck circle. Hill in and waiting from that left side. And the lefty deals low and in. One ball, no strikes. Kentucky Wildcats are getting ready for their final baseball series of the regular season. Vanderbilt coming into town in Lexington. Here's a high chopper, and that'll get into center field for a base hit. Keeps the inning going for Reagan Oney. Hill with her second hit of the day. Kentucky with an opportunity to win the Southeastern Conference regular season championship, something that they've never done before. They're a game ahead going into the final series up on Tennessee and Arkansas. Oney takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Oney popped out to the second baseman her first time up there. It's from the right side and goes after this one and fouls it back. It's all even at one ball, one strike. Reagan has walked 13 times, has only struck out 17 times in 110 official at-bats. She and Martin Taylor Pate, they've all been really low in their strikeout totals. That pitch is low and away, and it's 2-1. Gets by the catcher and moving on to second base. Lily Hill, so now runner in scoring position. Sarah Zink waiting in the on-deck circle. Only was out of the box, now back in, waiting on the two-ball, one-strike delivery from Ross. Sun shining brightly here at Tommy Reffitt Field. That pitch is down and away. 3-1. Oney always aggressive at the plate. Here's where she's got to try to be disciplined. Don't go after anything that's just really not a good pitch at 3-1. And there's a ball hit well to right field, and that ball is out here. Oney has collected the second home run of the inning, her 17th of the season, and Montgomery County increases the lead to 5-0. And again, boy, that was another line drive shot by Oney. That ball got out of here really quick. So Montgomery County with four runs on four hits in the inning. Two outs now for Zara Zink. Zink came into a fielder's choice in the first inning. It was a case where They had Lily Hill trapped on third base, but the catcher couldn't hang on to a throw, and Hill was able to get back and then later scored on Madison Cox's grounder back to the mound. Zink in and waiting. Takes low and away for a ball. Montgomery County's home runs have really been coming in big bunches here lately this season for Honey. That's her fifth home run now in the last four games. That ball is hit high in the air and deep to center field, and that one's out of here. She hit that ball way up in the air, but it carried over the fence in center. That's the third home run in the inning, and the Montgomery County lead goes to 6-0, and now we're going to get a conference out at the mound. Joshua Stamm, the Fleming County head coach, heads out to talk to his senior pitcher, Abby Ross. For Zink, that's her eighth home run of the season. Again, Montgomery County's team total now up to 45 home runs on the year. That's going to bring Madison Cox to the plate. Conference is breaking up, and catcher head back behind home plate. Ross is going to continue. So the left-hander Ross will remain, and here's Madison Cox. Cox has had six home runs on the season. Second on the team in runs batted in. She got her 46th in the first inning, and the first pitch to her is taken over the outside part of the plate for a strike. Roger singled. Emily Brock hit a two-run home run. Here's the pitch, and that's taken outside, and it's all even at 1-1. Then after a pop-up and a fly-out, Hill singled. Reagan only hit a two-run home run. Sarah Zink has hit a home run. Three home runs in the inning. Cox fouls this pitch back, and she's behind. A ball, two strikes with Riley Martin waiting in the on-deck circle. Yeah, one ball and two strikes to count. And Ross delivers, and the ball is hit well, and that ball is out of here, I believe. Going back to the fence and staring up and trying to leap to catch it out there was the center fielder, but it was gone. So back to back to back home runs from Oney, Zink, and Cox. And the Lady Indians go to a 7-0 lead. Looked like Ross looked over to the to her dugout and says, get me out of here. Well, we've got no conference going on. Ross is going to continue. And here is Martin has only one home run on the season, but she's got home run power. It just hasn't been a home year for her. Martin has hit well, a .424 batting average, has 12 doubles. And she's the ninth batter of the inning. And that ball has popped up, and Martin took a big rip at that pitch. One strike to count. There's a pitch that swung on a miss for a strike. No balls high in the air. That will stay in. Center fielder coming in and making the catch is Watson, and the inning is over. But Montgomery County in the bottom of the second inning the Indians score six runs, do it on six hits. Four of those were home runs. Nobody left on base. We played two innings. Montgomery County has opened up a 7-0 lead, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m.
I believe.
They receive.
Here at Tommy Reffitt Field. Have just a little bit of a technical problem there. We hope we are corrected now.
You're on.
One ball, one strike, the count to the leadoff batter here, who is Abel Watson, the sophomore center fielder. There's a pitch that misses outside, and it's two balls and a strike. Watson, and then back to the top of the order with Flora and Black to bat. Lily Hill delivers. There's a bunt attempt, and she bunted right through that one for a strike. All even at 2-2. He called that a ball. She bunted right through that pitch. Here's a 3-1, and that's in for a strike, so now the count has gone to three balls and two strikes. Left-hand batter against the right-handed throwing Hill, and pitch is low and away, so Hill walks her second batter of the game, leading off the third inning, and that'll bring Trinity Florida to the plate. Florida was a strikeout victim to start the game. Emma Black moves on deck. Montgomery County, seven runs, seven hits. That pitch hits her. Came right in and hit her in the left shoulder. And Fleming County has runners at first and second to start their third inning. Here's Emma Black, who had a base hit. Got ahead in the count, two balls, no strikes her first time up, and then slapped one into right field for a single. She bats with Mallory Price on deck, so you hit the number two spot in the batting order for Fleming County. Hill's pitch, and that one's down low for a ball. Hill working quickly. That pitch is in for a strike. Get the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike, the count. Montgomery County outfield, just to kind of at medium depth, swing and a miss, and a pitch that came up and in. Hill gets ahead of ball and two strikes. Now the six batters retired so far for Fleming County, five of those have come on strikeouts by Hill. She's ahead of the count here, 1-2. into the wind, and the ball is hit well out to left field, and that ball is going to be out of here. Emma Black smacks a three-run home run. And Fleming County back within four at 7-3. She got that ball well up in the air, and when you do that today, going out to left field, you're going to get a little help from the wind. So, three up and three have scored here in the top of the third inning. And here is Mallory Price, who struck out her first time up. Hill going back to work. There's a strike. Don't have a number on the number of home runs pitchers have given up on the season. There's a pitch fouled back, and it's no balls and two strikes. Worst thing about that for Hill is that she was ahead of ball and two strikes. Like to make those pitch, like to make batters have to hit not the best pitch when they, there's an off-speed pitch that just misses. And the count evens up, or the count goes to one ball, two strikes. Good waste pitch right there. And there's a ball hit foul down the right field line, not by much, and we'll do it again. Price bats, Adams is on deck. There's a ball hit into right field, and that'll just drop in front of the right fielder a few steps for a base hit. So the inning continues with now Ariana Adams. Adams, the big right-hand batter, and she has eight home runs on the season coming in. Steps in batting right-handed. Four have batted, four have reached, three have scored here in the third. That pitch is dropping low for ball one. There's a strike. Hill comes in with a good fastball on the inside part of the plate. A little bit of a sunfield now for players on the left side. The shortstop, third baseman, and left fielder will deal with the sun. Here's a ball popped back out of play, and it's one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes the count, and the pitch. Off-speed pitch is hit well to left field, and that ball is out of here. Second home run of this third inning for Fleming County. A two-run shot. And the Lady Panthers have scored five, and they're back within two runs at 7-5. That's home run number nine on the season for Adams. And that'll bring Maggie McClone to the plate. And we have nobody out here in the top of the third inning. On his way to the mound is Coach Matt Puckett. See what we get right here. If we make a pitching change here, I think it would be with Riley Martin coming in, but Puckett does not look like he's going to make a change here. Hill will get ready to go back to work. Hill on the season has, coming into this game, has thrown about 500 fewer pitchers than Martin on the season. Riley with a 10-5 record and three saves and a 4.01 ERA. Hill with a 10-1 record and one save and a 3.29. Here's a pitch foul back. But Martin has really struggled as of late for the Lady Indians. got off to a great start. Maggie McClone down a strike. Abby Ross is the on-deck batter. McClone popped out to Jay Doney at second base, her first time up, and there's a foul back, and it's no balls and two strikes. This game is, you know, from a pitching standpoint, for the most part, it's got to be about location and changing speeds, and there's a little soft liner that just gets over the head of Oney and gets by the right fielder, but only a few steps, and stopping at first base is McClone. And the batter will be Abby Ross, who struck out her first time up. Boy, Hill, in the second inning, went through Ross, Argo, and Tranberger. Bing, bang, boom. Struck out all three of them, but has struggled here. Nobody out here in the third inning, and there's a foul back for a strike. Montgomery County got one in the first, six in the second. Fleming County has countered with five runs here in the third. And Hill pitches. That one bounced up there. Throw down to first. Runner is just able to get back in, and the count is a ball and a strike. Hill's 1-1 pitch is hit high and deep to left center field, and that ball is out of here. And we've got a tie game. Seven have come to the plate. Seven have reached. Three home runs. Seven runs have crossed the plate, and we're back where this game is all even at 7-7, and we have had in this last inning of play seven home runs. Wow. And Matt Puckett is going to head to the mound, and we're going to get a pitching change, I believe. And we'll be back here at Tommy Reffitt Field after we step out for 90 seconds.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Kylie Maynard is on to pitch for Montgomery County, and the first batter she faces, Avery Argo, rips a double down the left field line. Pate gets it back in, but Argo's at second base. And here is Sadie Tranberger. Tranberger has struck out. She is the ninth batter to bat in the inning, and nobody is out for Fleming County. And the pitch. Little chopper foul at the plate for a strike. Ava Watson, who led things off with a walk, is in the on-deck circle. A walk and a hit batsman started this, and then Black hit a three-run home run. Price a single. Adams a two-run home run. The pitch is in for a strike. And it's 0-2. Then McClone got a base hit, and Ross hit a home run. And now Argo has doubled. Lady Indians need an out. Little chopper. First base. It's gloved by Hill, who has moved to first. The out is made. And moving on to third base with a potential go-ahead run here in the third inning is Argo. Three unassisted on the first put out of the inning. And here's Ava Watson, who walked again to lead off this inning. Left-hand batter. Shows bunt. Bunts at it. Misses for a strike. The young left-hander is ready. And a swing and a miss. And it's no balls, two strikes. Maynard ready to work. And a check swing, and that's strike three. So a ground out and a strikeout for Maynard. And here is Trinity Flora, who got hit by a pitch her last time up, struck out her first time batting, and got a chance to give Fleming County's first lead of the game, and fouls the first pitch from Maynard off for a strike. Now we're waiting for a softball. They're all over the fence. We've run out of softballs here, I think. Pausing while they get one back in, and here it comes. Maynard, this is her seventh appearance. Three games as a starter, 4.33 earned run average. She had worked 21 innings, struck out 22, allowed 13 earned runs in those 21 innings, giving up 28 hits. And there's a pitch foul back, and she's ahead. No balls, two strikes. Well, certainly they're anticipating this young lady, one of the pitchers of the future for Montgomery County, but for her and the team, the future is right now. There's a ball ripped into the left field for a base hit, and Fleming County has taken the lead with an 8-run third inning. Crossing the plate is Argo, and the inning continues. Here's Emma Black, who has singled and hit a 3-run home run in her two trips. Swing and a miss. She was out in front of that pitch. No balls and a strike. 12th batter to come to the plate here in this Fleming County third inning. Here's a pitch that just barely misses. Evens the count of 1-1. And that one's low and away, and it's 2-1. Seen so many home runs leave the park, it's almost like they used to do in men's slow pitch softball. Home runs might have to make them an out to get the game through. There's a pitch that looked awfully good, but they called it ball three. 3-1. So Black in a place where she wants to be, and take strike two there. Well, that's a good pitch. You know, when you're in this type of game, when you're ahead 3-1 in the count, that's not the kind of pitch you want to let go by. Maynard delivers, and a swing and a miss. That's a big comeback for Maynard. But as she faces a total of five batters, gives up a run on two hits, but in the inning, 8 runs for Fleming County. They do it. 7 hits, and they leave a runner on base. So after 2.5 innings, Fleming County 8, Montgomery County 7, and don't go away. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Here's Addison Rogers to lead off the Montgomery County third. The Lady Indians down a run, led 7-0. They trail 8-7. And Rogers fouls a pitch away, and the count is all even at 1-1. Rogers a base hit to lead off what turned out to be a 6-run second inning as Montgomery County hit 4 home runs in the bottom of the second. Fleming County with 3 home runs in the top of the third. And that pitch is taken a little bit high for a ball. Two balls and a strike to count. That pitch misses low, and it's 3-1. Rogers trying to become a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the third. And Ross pitches, and that's low and away. So Rogers leads off with a walk. And here's Emily Brock. She comes to the plate and hit a two-run home run her first time up. Right-hand batter. Fleming County had hit only 12 home runs on the season coming in here and got 3 in the top half of this inning. Brock ready and waiting, and Ross, the lefty, deals. Pitches up and away. Ball and no strikes. Fleming County goes to the bullpen. The likely pitcher would be Char Parker. The ball is hit high in the air into shallow center field. Racing in, that ball drops, and that'll be in for a base hit. Racing into second base successfully is Rogers. That is the highest single that's ever been hit. Right there. That ball was way up in the air, but just hit in exactly the right spot. And so Montgomery County has runners at first and second with nobody out. We'll get a pinch runner, I think, coming in for Emily Brock here as Taylor Pate gets ready to come to the plate. Well, in the second inning, Montgomery County got a single from Rogers and a home run from Brock, and then Pate popped out and Oney flied out, Jaden Oney, before the Lady Indians came right back, and three of the four players that came to the plate next hit home runs. And I'm not really sure if they're trying to decide what to do, I think, here with the order. And now we're going to get Kennedy Jones, who is going to come on to run. She's playing with a heavy wrapping on her left arm. She's had surgery. a soft cast, they say. And the youngster now running at first base. So Pate popped out to the third baseman, her first time up. Big spot right here, trying to get the Lady Indians back into the lead. She squares, she bunts, she pops it up. Catcher makes the play. No chance for a double play. Good alert base running by Jones at first base. And there's one out. Here's Jaden Oney. Fly to left her first time up. After Oney bats, will be back to the top of the batting order with Lily Hill. And the pitch is high for a ball. Well, when you bunt the ball like that, you do put pressure on the defense. This type of the game, though, you kind of get the feeling, hey, let everybody hit away because we're going to have more runs. There's a pitch that is fouled back and out of play, and it's an even count of one ball, one strike. The breeze has died down. We have a flag that's pretty much hanging limp out in left center field. One ball, one strike, one out, and two on. That pitch is off the plate outside. Two balls and a strike to count. So looks like a kind of game where just get base runners on any way you can and wait for somebody to hit it out of the park and bring them in. 2-1 to count. Here's a ball that's popped foul back out of play. Count is even at 2-2. Get some softballs back into the game. With runners at first and second, and the count now 2-2. Back even with the bag at third base is Ariana Adams. And Ross is ready. Here's her 2-2, and the ball is hit well to right field, but it'll be played. Runner tags and will come into third. Runner goes back also into second, so the runners do move up. That ball, it didn't carry nearly as far as I thought it would off the bat. And there are two outs and runners at second and third for Lily Hill. Hill has doubled, she has singled, she has scored twice in the game. Hill worked two innings on the mound and will not be involved in the decision no matter what happens. Pitches inside to Lily Hill for a ball. Hill had two innings where she gave up no runs on a hit and struck out five, and then one inning where she got nobody out. That pitch is up high, and it's two balls, no strikes. Again, Hill has been out with an illness. 2-0 the count. Batting from that left side and waiting and ready to try to pull the trigger here. The 2-0 takes that up high. 3-0 the count. Reagan Oney waiting in the on-deck circle. The next three players up in the Montgomery County batting order hit home runs off Ross their last time up. Hill takes a strike over the outside part of the plate. 3-1 the count. Hill looked like she was taken all the way there. Now she'll go back to work and try to put something in play here. Ross delivers. Ball is hit high and foul down the left field line. And it's a full count at 3-2. So Ross with a chance to get out of the inning here. After two were on and nobody out. Hill trying to make that not happen. The count is full at 3-2 with two outs. And the payoff is hit in the air. Out into left field, and the ball will drive. It hits off the glove of the left fielder, and two-run score, and Montgomery County's back into the lead at 9-8. And that ball hit well up in the air. The breeze had started to blow a little bit, but certainly a very catchable ball. And Hill ends up at second base on the two-base error. Two runs scoring. And here is Reganoni, who has popped a second and hit a two-run home run. Oni hit it to right center, got out of here in a hurry. Big rip. And no contact, strike one. Going down to third and in safely is Hill. No balls and a strike, the count to Oni with Sarah Zink waiting on deck. That was the second error of the game by Fleming County. Ross delivers. That ball swings a little bit late and fouls it off to the right side, and Oni is down. No balls, two strikes. I think this is Reagan Oni's most vulnerable spot. She is so aggressive, you might get her to go after a bad pitch and hit it someplace where you want her to hit it rather than over the fence. No balls and two strikes to count. Ross pitches and fouls it away. Count stays at no balls, two strikes. Only out of the batter's box, now steps back in. He is ready and waiting. Ross checks the armband as she spins that ball around in her left hand. Now the lefty is ready. And again, the 0-2, and that one's down in the dirt. And Hill started to come to the plate, but the ball came right back to the catcher. And it's one ball, two strikes. Montgomery County got a run in the first, led 1-0, got 6 in the second, led 7-0. Fleming County 8 in the top of the inning, here to lead 8-7. Montgomery County with 2 this inning so far, and the Lady Indians back in front 9-8. And there's a number foul. Oh, he's going to swing at anything anywhere close to the plate. One ball, two strikes, and we're holding. Ross looking for the magic pitch, trying to end this inning right here, only looking for something she can drive, and it fouls it off again. Couple of strikes, foul ball, pitch off the plate, two foul balls. Pretty good battle going right now between Ross and Oni. Ross takes a long time on every pitch. Now she's ready. And this is a little pop-up that will drop foul down the left field line. That ball came up and jammed Oni. But again, tough pitch to take with two strikes, so she did the best thing she could, and that's foul the ball out of play. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Ross ready again. Only waits. Ball is hit well to right field. That'll be out of here. Oni has hit her second home run of the game. Driving in two more runs, Montgomery County goes out to an 11-8 lead. And for Oni, home run number 18. And again, that's 6 home runs in the last 4 games for Reagan Oni. So with 4 runs in this inning, it'll be Sarah Zink to the plate. Sarah hit a home run last time up when she, Reagan Oni, and Madison Cox went back to back to back. Zink, right-hand batter, ready and waiting. And Ross delivers. Pitch is taken a bit high and away for a ball. Pitch way up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Indians have scored four here. They lead 11-8, and Ross pitches. That pitch is up high. Three balls and no strikes. Mass and Cox waiting to bat next. We've had eight home runs. Pitch is an off-speed pitch that goes high, so a four-pitch walk for Zink. And now Cox comes to the plate. Grounded out to drive in a run and hit a solo home run. So one for two on the day and two runs batted in for Madison Cox. Martin moves to the on-deck circle. Ross pitching. And foul straight back. That pitch was just a little bit high, and Cox couldn't quite get the solid bat on it, able to just foul it back, and it's one strike. Rolling in the bottom of the third inning, I would suspect that the eight home runs we have seen hit today, the most home runs ever hit in a game here at Tommy Revitt Field. I don't know that, but I can't imagine. There's the runner going down to second base and in safely. One ball, one strike count, so Zink, the stolen base. Here's the 1-1. The ball is hit high and very shallow, and it drops in left center field for a base hit. And there, a late break for second as the ball got away from the second baseman coming in, and Cox moves on to second base. So Cox, with another run batted in on a base hit, takes second on the error. And Montgomery County leads it 12-8. Now Martin is going to come back into the game. I can't, the combination of designated players and flex players, and I get confused. I will not figure that out. Yeah. The re-entry rules, I'm never quite sure, you know, when you do not have where coaches report and tell you exactly what's going on when they make changes, it's hard to tell sometimes. But Martin is back in the game. Martin has flied out to center field, Montgomery County. Three hits in the inning. They've scored five runs. That pitch is taken for a ball. So Ross down, one ball, no strikes. Martin waiting, and she hits that ball well to right field, and that ball will drop. It'll roll to the fence. It'll get a run in. Martin will trot into second base with a stand-up double, and it's 13-8. And the Lady Indians have batted around. Rogers started this inning with a walk. Now we get a courtesy runner coming in for Montgomery County. I think that's Kenley Auxier who will go in to run. So Martin off of the field for the moment, and here is Rogers to bat. She has singled and walked and scored twice in the game. That pitch is up and in. Ball one. Right-handed batter. Rogers takes that pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Emily Brock is on deck. And there are no Snicker bars left in the concession stands. People have gotten all those Snicker bars because we're going to be here a while. I think. I don't know. There's another ball. It's 3-0. Here's a strike, 3-0. Montgomery County only has to score 10 more runs in this inning. It'll be over. Wouldn't that be something? Three balls and a strike. Here's a ball ripped to the shortstop, caught on the line. Well hit, but an out for Rogers, and the inning is over. So in the bottom half of the third inning, Montgomery County with six more runs. The Lady Indians collect four hits. They leave a runner on base. There were two errors. And so we go to the fourth inning. Montgomery County with a 13-8 lead over Fleming County. And we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Junior right-hander Riley Martin is on to pitch here. There's a ball that popped up into, well, didn't even reach the outfield grass. Shortstop Sarah Zink fields it, and Mallory Price is the first out of this fourth inning, and here comes Ariana Adams. She walked and hit a two-run home run. Her ninth of the season, her last time up. Adams and then Maggie McClone will bat next. Martin pitches, and that one's a little bit low for a ball. Martin making her 24th pitching appearance of the season. That pitch is a little bit low and in. It's 2-0. Again, has a 10-5 record, 3 saves, 4.01 ERA. Has worked 97 and two-thirds innings coming in. Down two balls, no strikes to Adams. That pitch hits the inside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. You feel that temperature drop here in the last half hour or so at Tommy Reffitt Field. It's a pitch that's in for a called strike, too. So Martin has worked over the inside part of the plate to Adams, and count is now all even. Two balls, two strikes to count. Martin ready. And there's the ball hit to right field, caught out there in right field for Montgomery County. Making the grab for the Lady Indians was Hagen Stills, who has gone into right field. So Stills is now the right field of the freshman. Two up and two gone. And here's Maggie McClone, who singled and scored last inning and popped out to Jay Noni at second base her first time up, and the first pitch in for a strike. There's strike two, a called pitch over the inside third of the plate. Martin quickly ahead, no balls, two strikes. Martin ready. And that's strike three. So Riley Martin works really quickly. 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth inning. Nothing across for Fleming County. We're halfway through our contest, and it's 13-8. Montgomery County with the lead when we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in 90 seconds.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Mr. Hamburglar.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, of all the McDonald's burgers I've ever hamburgled, these are the hottest, juiciest, and tastiest.
Get a double cheeseburger, medium fries, and medium soft drink like Dr. Pepper for just $6. Price of participation may vary. Comparison to prior classic burgers.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We got a pitching change. Trinity Flora, who's been in four games, two as a starter, a 6.24 ERA, has worked just 12 and a third innings. A right-hander is going to come on and pitch. Montgomery County bag in the bottom of the fourth, and Emily Brock will lead it off. Then Taylor Pate and Jade Noni, and I'm glad I'm not an official scorer in this game because I would have no idea who's where. And I mean, we've had, again, with the flex rules, with the re-entry rules, it's hard to tell. Emily is the designated player. She has hit a two-run homer, singled, and that run, after that single with a courtesy runner in, runner scored. So it's been a successful day for the seniors so far. Emily came in batting .303, has raised that. Has upped her RBI total to 27, third home run of the season. And now she faces Trinity Flora, sophomore right-hander who is on to pitch. And the first pitch on the way, that's taken in for a called strike. Flora was at first base. The first baseman, I think, has now moved to shortstop. There's a ball ripped foul down the left field line. Just got around on that one too early. And she's down, no balls, two strikes. Ross has gone over to play first base now. And I'm sorry, Flora actually was at first base and not shortstop, so they just switched pitcher and first base. There's one down and in to Brock. Pate and Jay Noni to follow her to the plate here. Bottom third of the Montgomery County batting order. And Flora's 1-2 pitch is ripped foul down the left field line, way back out of play. And the count stays a ball and two strikes, so only problem for Emily Brock right now, just having trouble waiting on the pitch from Flora a little bit. And now we get more softballs in. to the game. We've had more balls hit foul and out of the park today. And the 1-2 again, and that one's way inside, almost hit her. And it's all even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Outfield is deep. And the 2-2 is a little number hit down the left field line, and it will be caught by the shortstop on a nice play. Running over to grab that ball was Mallory Price in foul territory. And that's the first out. So one out. And here is Taylor Pate, who has popped to third and fouled out to the catcher, trying to bunt and advance the runners her last time up. So Pate bats with nobody on and one out here in the home fourth. Lady Indians lead it 13-8 over Fleming County. And she's fouling that pitch straight back for a strike. Montgomery County, their highest run total on the season was 19 against Bourbon County. Fleming County scored 23 against Nicholas County in a win earlier. There's a ground ball that gets into left field for a base hit, and Pate has her first hit of the game. A one-out single. And the batter is Jaden Oney, who has flied to left and flied to right as Lily Hill moves on deck. Those 6 runs last inning were all unearned for Montgomery County. There were 2 outs, and Hill hit a fly ball that the left fielder misplayed, and then the floodgates opened. Pitch to Oney, and she again swings early and fouls it out of play to the left side. No balls and a strike. UK softball team is in the NCAA tournament again. They're playing in a regional, hoping to get to a super regional. One strike pitch to Jaden Oney is swung on and fouled, and no balls and 2 strikes. I'm told UK reminded that UK is playing at Oklahoma State in their bracket. It's double elimination this round. There's a ball that is just foul outside the line of third. The count stays at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Montgomery County batters right now just trying to wait on floor a little bit because the pitches are not coming in quite as quick as when Ross was on the mound. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Flora pitches. The ball is ripped to left field, and that will be in. It gets by the left fielder, and there goes Pate racing into third base. In at second base is Oney. That'll be a base hit and an error on the left fielder to allow the runners to move up. Third error of the game. Make that the fourth error of the game on Fleming County. And runners at second and third for Lily Hill. Hill has doubled, single, reached on an error. She has scored all 3 times. Reagan Oney moves on deck. Flora ready and pitches. And the ball is hit to the second baseman near the bag. She gloves, she throws. They get the out at first. For the second out of the inning, 1 run scores to make it 14-8. Jaden only moves to third. Two outs for Reaganoni, who has popped a second, has hit a 2-run homer, has hit another 2-run homer. Twice in her career, a couple of seasons ago, she hit 3 home runs in a game. It has happened. She's the only player. And she pops this one foul back of the plate. Came in on the handle She's the only player ever in Kentucky high school softball to hit three home runs in a game, three or more twice. So Flora, with two outs, one strike count on Oney. Here's a ball ripped through the shortstop. And she can't imagine why she didn't catch that one. Oney racing into second base. Hey, give her a double. I mean, there's no way that the shortstop is going to feel that ball. I mean, it was a rocket. Dave Concepcion, Barry Larkin, they didn't catch that ball. And Oney drives in another run, ends up at second base, has her fifth RBI of the game. And here is Sarah Zink, who has hit a home run, walked, has scored twice, and it's 14-8. Zink bats, Madison Cox is on deck. That pitch is down low for a ball. Montgomery County with two runs in the inning, and it's now a 15-8 Montgomery County lead. There's a ball ripped foul again to third. Getting around on that one early is Zink, and Sarah is all even. One ball, one strike. It's been a hitter's day. Montgomery County with these hits in this inning, three more hits. They have 14 hits in the game, along with their 15 runs. Montgomery County has scored in every inning as they bat here in the fourth. And the pitch, and it's fouled back out of play. There are two outs. Ball and two strikes, the count. Zink trying to see if she can deliver another run to the plate for Montgomery County. Madison Cox is on deck. That pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. Pitcher now is in the sun where she has to shield her eyes to look into the dugout. First base side to get the sign. Has it, checks her wristband, ready to work. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Rip foul again outside of third, and we're at 2-2. It's 15-8. So Flora, ready to work again. Another 2-2 pitch coming to Sarah Zink. That's up and in. And the count is full at 3-2. In case you're just joining us, Montgomery County has hit five home runs today. Fleming County has hit three. That's a check swing and a big lead off of second base, but back in safely. That's a very close play out there, Jaden Oney, but. And now we have runners at first and second. And here is Madison Cox, who has grounded out, home run, single, two runs scored, three runs batted in for Cox today. Home run for Cox was her seventh of the season. Zink hitting number eight. Zink is second on the team to Oney. Cox third. Pitch taken down low for a ball. Oney took a big run off second base, but headed back. Just trying to rattle the Fleming County defense a little bit. One ball, no strike count with two outs here in the fourth. And Flora's pitch is ripped foul outside of third down the left field line. Evens the count up at one ball, one strike. Again, tomorrow, the Montgomery County baseball team is scheduled to be at home against Hazard. We've got rain in the forecast pretty heavy tomorrow. We will not have a game on the air tomorrow.
the softball team will be headed down to play down at South Laurel and Corbin. There's a pitch that stays high, and it's two balls and a strike. Good eye by Cox. Cox not very big, but she has plenty of power. The junior ready for the 2-1 pitch from Trinity Flora. Takes that one high again. And Flora asked actually where that pitch was, but it was up above the strike zone, and it's three balls and a strike. Cox has the hitter's pitch right here. That one's way up and out of the zone. So Cox walks, and the bases are loaded. And here is Riley Martin, who has grounded to short, fly to center, and double to drive in a run. Hit the ball into the right field corner last time up. She bats with Addison Rogers on deck. And Flora's pitch is low and in, ball one. Starting pitchers in this game, they threw about 60 and 50 pitches respectively, and we've had two relievers for Montgomery County, one now for Fleming County. That pitch is up high. Two balls and no strikes, so Flora with no place to put Martin. Reaganoni at third, Sarah Zink at second, Madison Cox at first. Two ball, no strike count. The pitch is hit high and deep and foul down the left field line. That was way out of here. Martin just missing a grand slam home run there. Just got around on a little bit early, and it's 2-1. Flora looks as if she is shaking off a pitch and another pitch, and now she's ready and goes into the windup for the 2-1 delivery, and that ball is hit high and foul down the left field line, back out of play. The count is 2-2. So Martin is making good solid contact just a little bit early. Montgomery County, one in the first, six in the second, six in the third, two in the fourth. Here in this inning, two runs have crossed the plate. Three are on base with two outs. Fleming County got all their runs in the third inning. Again, the 2-2. And the ball is hit into left field. That'll bounce for a base hit. One run scoring. Another run scoring. That runner is safe at third base, sliding in. Two runs score, so Montgomery County increases the lead to 17-8, and runners are at second and third. A couple of RBIs for Riley Martin. Her second double of the game. And now we get the courtesy runner in. Kenley Auxier comes in for Martin, the pitcher. And Addison Rogers to the plate. She has singled and walked, scored twice. Hit a line drive that shortstop Mallory Price made a really nice play on her last time up there. Takes the first pitch in for a strike. We're in the bottom half of inning number four. The 0-1, it hits her, and that'll load the bases. She's hit her down on the left ankle, I think. She kind of hobbles a little bit down to first base, and the bases are loaded. First base coach Gary Priest asked for time to make sure she's okay. And the batter is Emily Brock. And at Emily Brock has homered. She has singled, and she has fouled out to the shortstop, who went into foul ground back of third base. Made a nice play. Brock, right-hand batter, takes that pitch in for a strike over the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Flora, this is the... That ball is hit high in the air, back into left field, and it will drop. And three runs are going to score, and Brock will be in at second base. That's a ball that really probably should be caught right at the fence, but I tell you, the sun field is what got her, and that'll be a three-run double for Brock. And Montgomery County has taken a 20-8 lead. And here is Taylor Pate, who singled and scored with one out to start this rally earlier in the inning. 11th batter to come to the plate. Rips the first pitch high and foul down the left field line. All you had to do in this was, if they're still giving out Cokes for foul balls, they're giving out suckers. Suckers now. Here's a ball to the third baseman. It's off her glove. She finally picks it up, throws late. Everybody's safe at first and third. She probably could have been able to tag Brock coming to third base, but didn't realize it. Brock able to get in safely. And there are runners at first and third for Jaden Oney. Oney singled and scored a run earlier this inning. She's 1-for-3, has flied to left and flied to right. And we're back to the top of the batting order if Jaden Oney reaches. Here's a ball hit into left field. It almost hit the umpire. That's a base hit to get another run in to make it 21-8. Moving up to second base is Pate. Oney gets an RBI. Lily Hill will bat. And now going to have another conference at the mound. It's 21-8. I would think I would be surprised if they made a pitching change here, but only because of the status of the game. I mean, there is a 13-run disadvantage now for Fleming County. So they're going to... They're going to leave Trinity in there, I believe. Flora will remain, and Ross is over and saying, hey, stay the course, don't worry. They hit five home runs off me. Be strong, young lady. She might be encouraging her. And here's Hill. Hill has doubled, single, reached on an error, scored three times, and grounded out to the second baseman. And in and waiting with runners at first and second, and a high bouncer over the pitcher's mound, and that'll get behind, and the shortstop couldn't come up and make the play. That'll be an infield hit for Hill, and the bases are loaded for Reagan Oney. Oney has popped a second, homered, and doubled, and driven in five runs, scored three times. Batting again here. And no place to put her with Sarah Zink waiting on deck. And that ball is ripped high and foul down the left field line, way out of here. Strike one. Trinity Flora looks over the dugout and looking for the next sign. Has it now, checks the wristband, and only waits. Pitch on the way. It's up high.
One ball, one strike to count. Long time ago, I've seen slow pitch softball games where teams would walk in a run sometimes to get. Here's a ball ripped into left field. That'll get two more runs in. Hill will stop at second base. Well, those are shots off Bonnie's bat. And she has now driven in seven runs in the game. And that's it. 23-8. That is a 15-run lead in the fourth inning, and Montgomery County has ended the game right there. Montgomery County comes up with 10 runs in the last inning. Eight hits. There were a couple of, there was one error in the inning and two runners left on base. Montgomery County wins it 23-8 over the Lady Panthers. And we'll be back to recap it for you coming up after we step out for a couple of minutes.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Montgomery County trailed in this game going to the bottom of the third inning 8-7, and they win it in 4, 23-8. 6 runs in the bottom of the third, 10 more in the bottom of the fourth, and they win it. 19 hits for Montgomery County, 23 runs, 19 hits, no errors, and 4 left. Fleming County with 8 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors, and 3 left. And again, Fleming County, the pitcher that has been their number one pitcher this season, Shar Parker, with a 5-2 record, did not pitch in the game today. Abby Ross has worked, has started as many games as Parker has. Now she's started one more, but has not been quite as effective. But Parker, we didn't see her today, and Montgomery County feasting on the pitches today, and they get a run in the first, 6 in the second, 6 in the third, 10 in the fourth. Fleming County benefiting after Montgomery County had hit 4 home runs in the bottom of the second inning to take a 7-0 lead. The Panthers came back and hit 3 home runs in the top of the third inning and chased Lily Hill from the mound. After that, we got a chance to see the youngster Kylie Maynard come on and in relief and finished up, got the 3 outs in the third inning to end the inning. And then Riley Martin came on and only had to pitch 1 inning to get the win. Martin improves to her record on the season to 11-5 and with a 1-2-3 fourth inning. For Montgomery County, everybody had at least one hit in the game. Only had four. Single, double, two home runs, three runs, seven runs batted in. Hill had three hits, a couple of singles, a double. She scored three times. And three hits for Emily Brock. Nice final game here at Tommy Reffitt Field for Emily. She had a single, she had a double, she had a home run. She drove in five runs and scored three times. Two hits apiece for Madison Cox, including a home run. Riley Martin, a pair of doubles and drove in three. Jaden Oney, a pair of singles, scored twice and drove in a run. And Sarah Zink had a home run, two walks, scored three times, and drove in a run. So, did I name everybody, I think? Taylor Pate had a base hit, reached on an error and scored twice. Addison Rogers, a single, a walk, was hit by a pitch. She was one for two and scored three runs in the game as everybody gets in on the act for Montgomery County. So the Lady Indians win it in a big way, 23-8, a 15-run mercy rule here. After four innings, Montgomery County goes to 25-6. Fleming County now at 12-11. Next time we will be on the air for you will come Monday just before 6 o'clock. We'll join you for Montgomery County and Paris in softball action at Clark County. That'll be followed by Clark County and Bourbon County in the second game. And then the championship game of the 40th District Tournament will be played Wednesday night in a game that will start at 6 o'clock. We'll have those games for you on 1150. Again, baseball is going to be on 990 a.m. and 102.9 FM from over at Bourbon County. And that tournament also begins Monday evening. You've got both tournaments going on at once, but we've got you covered for all the games through the Gateway Sports Network here on 1150 and 990 a.m. That'll do it for us tonight. Lady Indians end their home schedule in a big way. They'll now move on the road, play at South Laurel tomorrow evening at about 6:15, and then on Saturday have a 1 p.m. game at Corbin. Till we join you Monday night, for our studio engineer, Jeff West, and executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, Hayes McMakin, our entire crew, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us. Lady Indians 23. Lady Panthers 8. So long, everybody. Oh, put me in cold. I'm
ready to play today. You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.